I'm joined by The Guardian's Jack Schenker in Cairo. Well, Jack, nothing can quite match up to events yesterday when Hosni Mubarak was trolleyed into court and sort of faced the charges behind bars. But what's the level of interest in events today where Habib Ouadli, his former interior minister?
Well, like you say, Haroon, it's going to take a lot to match up to yesterday. People calling it today in the Egyptian press and on Egyptian blogs and social media sites, things like the trial of the century and the point at which nothing will be the same again. Habib Ouadli's trial today certainly can't hope to reach those levels, but even if there's not as much interest internationally in this court case, there's definitely a lot of interest within Egypt. Yesterday we talked about central Cairo became a ghost town, and trading on the stock market dropped to a 10-year low because everybody had stopped work to watch proceedings. That none of that is happening today. You know, it's a normal day. People are up and getting on with things. But there is a lot of interest in this. When you look at the architecture of dictatorship that Mubarak established in his 30 years in power, the interior ministry and the security apparatus it controlled was very much at the centre of that. And Habib Ouadli, as interior minister in the last period of Mubarak's reign, was very much the man who implemented that apparatus and made it happen. So he's the person many people blame directly for not just the many of the deaths during the 18-day uprising earlier this year, so many of the torture cases and police abuse cases, which really sparked off in many ways the popular groundswell of dissent that led to revolution earlier this year. So there's a lot of focus on him. There's a lot of interest in what he will say and how he'll be held to account. And there's also the question of whether, at some point, presumably when he takes the stand, what his defence is going to be. He's got two options. He could go along the lines of, well, you know, I didn't give this order to shoot protesters. I don't know where that came from. It must have come from commanders or even individual policemen making their own decisions, which, of course, is a highly improbable explanation, as it's an incredibly serious order to make. Or he could do the opposite and say, well, I was just following instructions from my boss. And, of course, his boss is former President Hosni Mubarak. The flavour of the defence that we got yesterday, if you remember, it was major arguments, but within them we got a few hints as to what the defence might be. And it seemed to be the former one. Both lots of lawyers for all of the defendants, including Hosni Mubarak and Habib Ouadli, trying to argue that nobody gave the orders to shoot. So we don't know whether that's the way it will play out and whether Ouadli will actually blame those below him, or whether he'll try and implicate Mubarak to get himself off the... Unfortunately, we almost certainly won't see Habib Ouadli speaking himself in the trial today. It will be taken up mainly by the lawyers presenting their opening arguments and answering questions from the judge.
And in terms of his public perception, that can't have been helped by yesterday's footage showing him coming out of court beaming and shaking hands with military officers, almost as if he didn't have a care in the world.
Absolutely. Well, this is already one of the most hated men in Egypt, and he wasn't going to win any popularity anyway. And yesterday's photos, which really just, reaffirmed, I think, something which is at the back of many people's minds, not just activists and self-described revolutionaries, but broad sections of the wider nation as well, which is that, the head may have been sized down, but the body of the regime remains. And if you look at who has on the levers of power in Egypt at the moment, which, of course, is the military council, the ruling generals, and a compliant transitional cabinet, and some might argue a compliant judiciary, the sight of them effectively cozying up to these people supposed to be on trial for incredibly serious crimes which carry the death penalty because they're considered so severe, is just going to reinforce the notion that Egypt's revolution has a lot of work still to do. Even if these individuals do get found guilty and punished, the extent to which there is a culture of sycophancy, a culture of respect for members of the former regime, that needs to be rooted out, and it's going to take a long time to do so.
Thank you, Jack.